Merry Christmas to all. We're still in the season, and it's wonderful to be able to be here with all of you to celebrate the wonderful feast of the Epiphany of the Lord. I don't know what customs you may have in your own families, but in mine, we have implemented this practice of basically taking some of the guesswork out of the whole business with Christmas shopping and gift finding, and we exchange names and then supply lists of things that we might like, and that reduces some of the guesswork or need to return things or whatever might happen after Christmas Day. But have you ever stopped to think what might be on a list that our Lord Jesus Christ would write for Christmas? What does the baby Jesus want for Christmas? I would propose that there would be only one thing on the list, and that is Jesus wants all of mankind, every human being on the face of the earth, for Christmas. He wants us to be his own. He wants us to be with him forever in heaven. For he came to earth and was born on Christmas Day so that he might redeem us, so that we might be with him. The Magi today offer Christ three gifts. Maybe they got this practice of Christmas gift giving started by doing it on the very first Christmas. And they offered him gold, and each of these a symbolic gift. Gold representing the fact that Christ is king. Frankincense representing the fact that he is not only man, but also God. And myrrh, a foretelling of his death that he would undergo for all of us, that we might be saved. But perhaps thinking about that one item on Christ's Christmas list, that he wants all of us to belong to him, we might use the three gifts of the Magi to unpack something of how we can move in that direction of belonging totally to Christ, move in the direction of heaven, that we might be present with him when our time too shall come. The first gift was gold, representing the fact that Christ is king. I think that might be easy for us to just kind of skip over. Yeah, Christ is king, okay. But that's a very significant thing, to acclaim Christ as our king, because that means that we owe our loyalty to him. That means that we follow his leadership. You know, soldiers would follow kings into battle. Citizens follow the decrees of their kings. When Christ is really our king, he really leads us in the ways of all things, the ways of life, particularly of the spiritual life. Do we really look to Christ and acknowledge him as our king and look to him for the roadmap of how we too should be living our lives in accordance with his will as our king? That's a gift that we could give to Christ this Christmas, to acknowledge him once more as our king, to look to him in confidence and trust, to look to the infant Christ to be our king. The next gift was frankincense, representing the fact that Christ is God. And if Christ is God, that means that we owe him our worship. And that's what we're doing right now, worshiping the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ, worshiping Christ himself. When the priest holds up the Eucharist during the consecration of the Mass, that's an invitation for all of us to make an act of worship to God, to Christ, who is truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. That frankincense was a symbol of his being God, and we owe him our worship. It's a joy for us to come and to worship our Lord. So let that be a gift that we too give to our God and King, our Lord Jesus Christ, every day that we worship him in our own prayer, in our homes, that we come to Mass on the Sundays and the holy days, or even other days, because it is our joy to worship our King, who is our Savior. And the third gift was myrrh, a reminder of Christ's impending death, his passion. And of course, we know that he rose from the dead and conquered death, and he dies no more. But that myrrh could signify for us a reminder of our own death, because though at times we certainly don't like to face it, or we like to pretend that maybe it will never happen, it will indeed all happen. It will happen to all of us. Each one of us, too, will need that myrrh. In other words, we will die, we will be buried. And that's not something to be frightened of, because when we are faithful to Christ, our King, when we worship him, when we seek to follow him with all of our hearts as Christians, we need not be afraid of death, for it is only passing over into the next life, the life of eternal happiness, of blessedness, to be with Jesus. Being with Jesus is the only thing that ultimately we ought to desire. And his only item on the Christmas list is that we be with him. So let's take advantage of everything that our Lord offers us through the church, that we may arrive at that great day of meeting him in the next life. A gift that Christ wants to give to us at this Christmas time and all times, and something that our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has called our attention to during this extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy, is simply that, mercy. Our Lord Jesus wants to give that gift to each and every one of us during this time of Christmas, during this year of mercy, not just during this year. The mercy of God isn't only for 1 year, but it is for all people of all times, if only we reach out and ask for forgiveness. The mercy of God is a wonderful gift that Christ wants to give, and in particular, he gives it throughout the sacraments. So we thank our Lord Jesus for that gift to us in the Blessed Eucharist, in the sacrament of confession, during this Christmas time. And we pledge our own lives to him as the gift that he desires from each and every one of us. Because he's not really interested in stuff, things like gold and frankincense and myrrh, but he's interested in every human being, and he wants us to be with him forever. May that blessed day come. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.